Testing, testing. Yep, here we go. My name is Thomas. I'm on my way back. This is the Walk and Talk. Today, I've gone into exile. I have moved out of my house, and I'm going to live at my parents' house for about a week. They're here right now, and tomorrow and Thursday they're going to Italy, and I'll be on my own for a few days. And this is because, if you heard what I spoke about yesterday, let's just recap it. It's because my mother-in-law is visiting. And I don't want to be in the house with her and everything that goes on there with everything that goes on inside me right now. Not good for my process, not good for anything, and definitely a tinderbox that could like burst into flame at any moment. And for sure, not a place where I can drop my guard and try and work on sensing myself. So hopefully being, away from that and being with my parents, or at least in their house, will allow me to focus a bit on my own journey. And so far, pretty good. I was a bit anxious getting here, and I felt there was a bit of tension just dropping in and, hi, how are you guys? But I mean, they're very supportive of my journey, and I think we've established that I'm not like looking for them to participate actively, but they are actually very attentive listening to what I have to share, which was a very positive change in atmosphere to the last few times that I have told them that I can't or won't talk too much about my process. But I am also at a place where I am starting to get a feeling for what's going on and where my process is, and I feel like I can share bits and pieces, not like some of the like more detailed aspects of what I'm going around and talking about, but the process itself, like the fact that I'm out here walking and talking, and some of the how and why, and some of the results that I feel confident sharing, and it feels like they are curious to hear about it. And in that regard, it is, I mean, it's not like I'm sharing big stuff. I'm just talking about the fact that I am walking, I am exercising, and I do feel that I am getting to some revelations. I is very curious because I didn't speak about any of the revelations that I'm having. I'm not speaking about any of the specific thoughts or ups and downs. It's more like just talking about having a process felt like that was safe enough. And something that I mean, I've been doing this now for what, 3 weeks? So I feel like I have a good enough understanding of what I'm doing every day that I can actually share that with someone without feeling that I'm at a loss for words. The weird thing is that I also was with my psychologist today, and we talked about a lot of things, and I tried to get her up to speed about why I can't be in my own house when my mother-in-law is visiting. And we kind of ran out of time, and I was like, shit, but I have so much more to tell you. And we talked about a few of the points that I've made or figured out over the past week or so. And I was like, don't you have another time so we can like sit down and talk some more this week? I mean, do we have to wait to next week? And unfortunately, she didn't have any more time this week. Which kind of sucks, because I have a sneaky suspicion that because of the walk and talk, I'm moving so fast through so many different topics that just meeting her for an hour every week doesn't really cut it. I was actually speaking to my parents about how it could be interesting to send the podcast to a professional, like a psychologist, and have them listen to the whole thing, like every week, and then meet with me to reflect on some of the stuff that I'm talking about. Because that would really, like, fast track or deep dive into whatever's going on, and that could be super, super interesting. But I have a feeling that if I should pay a therapist to listen every week and reflect on what's going on, and we're talking about anything from like half an hour to a full hour of me jabbering away, I don't think I would ever be able to afford something like that. No way. I mean, therapists are fucking expensive. And I mean, I'm actually only able to go and talk to my current therapist because she's provided for free from my health insurance. But it could be nice. I mean, it could be a fun experiment. If there was a professional that was willing to actually go into this as an experiment, could be fun. I had a weird realization when I was at my therapist, actually, which I will probably have to dive into. I just don't necessarily think I can do that today because I have like about 20 minutes left, and then I actually do have to end the walk and talk because I have to drive back to the town I live in to live stream a general assembly with my town council, a town council that I'm part of, and I have agreed that I will help put up a camera and a microphone and live stream it for whoever can't be physically present. Which, funnily enough, feels okay to do, even though it's very, very work-related. It's one of those things where somehow, I mean, I was at a meeting with the town council like about a month ago. And one of the things everyone said was that whatever you can provide is good enough. That was everyone's agenda. And that's kind of like this massive release, because even though I'm going there with my professional equipment, doing a job that would theoretically cost a few thousand kroners to hire me into, I'm doing it for free. I'm doing it kind of pretty good, but not caring that some of the cameras are not strictly professional, and I'm not bringing the best equipment because that's too much of a hassle to set up. And that approach of, as long as you show up, As long as you do what you feel you can do to the best of your ability, then that's good enough. And we will appreciate it, because the other option is that no one does it. Or I think the last time someone did a live stream, they just put a power bank on their phone and live streamed their phone directly. So what I'm actually able to provide is miles beyond what that is. So I'm like, yeah, I feel like I can go, I can do it, and it even if I fuck it up, even if a camera malfunctions or it doesn't work the way I intend for it to work, I don't really feel like I care, because I'm showing up, I'm giving it my best according to what I can currently do with the best equipment that I can currently muster, and that's good enough. And it's a, I feel like that's going to be a nice exercise in just go do it, and it's going to be good enough. Even though it's not going to be perfect, it's going to be good enough. And to that, I feel like even though there's quite a lot happening today, I feel like I'm fairly in control. I think the worst part of what's going on within me today is that I feel out of breath, and I feel like I'm losing my grounding. I mean, I was sitting at my therapist and I was jabbering, and I usually don't like blah 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 when I'm at my therapist, but I seriously couldn't feel my feet on the ground. And at some point she was like, go hug a pillow, sit and close your eyes on the sofa and see if you can kind of calm yourself down a little bit. And I was sitting there and I'm like, nope, not working. My eyes were twitching under my eyelids, and I felt like I was hovering like an inch above the ground. It was such a weird feeling, because, I mean, yeah, I got clothes on, so I can't really feel the couch on my skin. I got shoes on, so I can't feel the rug. I got shoes and socks on, so I can't feel the rug. But I had this weird, weird sensation that when I'm trying to feel like I'm just sitting in her office on her couch, I'm still not on the ground. And I was trying. I even took my shoes off to kind of feel the rug through my socks, and I still felt like this weird floaty sensation. And I think there's just too much going on today, like mother-in-law taking over my place in the house, me being kind of exiled out of my own volition, leaving my wife and kid alone in the house to deal with whatever consequences there is going to be off that visit, and hopefully, fingers crossed, they're going to have a nice time. And if they're not having a nice time, I am giving them the space to figure it out on their own. And that was actually, those are my therapist's words, not mine. But it's a nice way of putting it, because instead of me feeling like I'm running away to save myself from any harm or bad situation or conflict, I am pulling away from the situation to give them space. And I think that is a brilliant way of looking at it, because my wife was actually saying that she's scared that my kid is standoffish towards my mother-in-law, because me and her are having such a hard time coexisting. And if I'm not there, the only one my daughter can reflect off is my wife, and it's her mother. And most of the time, hopefully, they'll be friends and respect each other. I don't believe it. But at least I can send out some positive thoughts that that's what's going to happen. I mean, it really requires them to be friendly towards each other, which they really haven't been for a long time. Hopefully, they'll find some common ground and be friendly throughout the visit. And if that is the case, my daughter might pick up on that and accept her as a friendly person. Because I have just encountered too much pushback and too many shitty things. And right now I am not in a forgiving mood, and I am not in a place where I can accommodate other people's hardship. And I would be very, very, very negative if I stayed in that space. And hopefully, by pulling away from the situation can evolve on its own without my negative influence. And hopefully, there will be no emergency callbacks of me, and I will be able to work a bit on my own. On myself. Not work on my own, but work on myself. It was actually nice because my therapist was like, oh, but this is great. You can do some of the things that you initially put on your list. And I actually did prepare for that. I was considering it, and I took it a little step further and went back and checked the list. And I'm like, I need to bring some equipment to do a workout, because I can't just, I can't be that far away from the gym and just neglect it. And so I brought some stuff, and I brought my yoga mat. And I'm like, okay, since I don't have access to the gym for about a week, maybe diving into yoga again would be a nice thing to do. And that's on the list. It's just substituting the gym for something else, but it is on the list. And it is it is something that I wanted to try. And I think I have focused enough on just doing the walk and talk and the gym that I can try and introduce other things from the list. So I brought my yoga mat, and I'm looking forward to trying to actually do some proper yoga. Also, I must admit that the whole listening to Ram Dass and his Eastern philosophy and his talking about how yoga really helped him makes my interest in the yoga and the yoga philosophy rekindle. And I feel like, okay, there's something there, let's explore it. The other thing from the list that I brought stuff to do is drone video and do some drone photography. And I brought that, so my little drone, so I can fly around. Hopefully, if there's good weather, I'll be able to fly a little bit. And I also brought my Dremel, a little power tool that I can use for doing wood carvings. And again, hopefully, if it's nice weather, I can be outside. But my dad actually has a small workshop area in the basement that I theoretically could use for wood carving. So even if it's raining all day, I will be able to do some sort of project inside the house. So I feel I've got a few items covered on the list. I don't think I necessarily need to do all of them, but at least I have options. And I will try some stuff out and see what happens. And also, especially when my parents leave and I'm left alone, I'm kind of free of any responsibilities. And I think that is going to help me try and get more in touch with myself. And the weird thing is, like I said, today is a weird day. Lots of stuff going on. I can hear myself speaking fast. And I feel like there's this adrenaline rush of something's going to happen. And on some level, I'm scared. And on some level, I'm excited. Because I've been working towards doing this for 3 weeks now, and I feel like hopefully I'm ready to take this to the next level and start like doing a bit of focused soul searching and focused just minding my own business. And it's such a shitty thing that it has to be on account of other people being neglected. But then again, maybe I'm not neglecting them at all. Maybe I'm just giving them space. And I think the real test of this has to come when the amount of information or contact with the place I left behind starts arriving. Whether it's, oh my God, we're having such a great time, you should hear all the beautiful stuff going on and blah, blah, blah. Or if it's a lot of, holy shit, we're hating this, everything sucks, and you have to come back home. And I really hope that's not the case. And it's weird because I wished that I could just go here, switch off my phone, and just be here. And just do nothing other than just be here and focus on being here, knowing that everyone else is safe. Everyone else is perfectly capable of dealing with their own shit. And I have some dedicated time to just do what I feel like doing without any repercussions, without any responsibility, and without any negative feelings. And I'll have to see, because I seriously don't believe that's going to happen. And I feel like if I set forth on this little mini journey with a negative intent, like, oh shit, this is going to backfire, this is going to be so bad, then obviously my brain is going to look for the bad. My brain is going to receive whatever communication comes out of my wife and my kid as negative. But, I mean, we're talking about like neurological reconditioning here. If I set my mind to look for the positive, glass is not half empty, glass is half full, then obviously they will miss me. And there will be, daddy, daddy, when are you coming home? Or, oh, I wish you were here so we could give you a hug and you could help out and help do the garden. Or like, I have a sneaky suspicion that our water heater is malfunctioning and it's not my problem right now. I'm out of the house. It's not my problem. If it malfunctions, my wife knows how to call a plumber. And all of these things that can potentially happen, maybe it's nice to be missed. Like the fact that my wife and my kid might go around saying, oh my God, we miss you. Maybe it's a little love message and not a cry for help. Maybe it's just a confession of, we really like it when you're around, and not a, we hate it when you're gone. And I think I need to flip the switch in my head saying, whatever comes my way, whatever happens, I will turn it into something good, something positive. Because if I already now am going down a road saying, this is so going to backfire, then it will backfire. And I can't have that happen. So, from now on, and for the rest of the week, glass is half full. And whatever happens, look at the positive. See the problems, see the obstacles, and be attentive to other people's problems. Like if my wife is saying, oh my God, my mother is a bitch and she's blah, 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 and she's so difficult, or we're having so much trouble with this or this or that technical stuff that they're trying to figure out, I will be attentive and acknowledge their situation. But I will also have to say, I'm trusting that you can deal with all of this on your own. I respect that you find it difficult to deal with these things. I respect that you would love to have help overcoming the obstacles, but I am giving you the space you need to figure this out on your own and grow as a person on your own. And I will be there to listen to what you have to say, but I will not be your lifeboat. And maybe it's the same like with this walk and talk. Like if anyone's listening out there, I love you guys for listening. I truly, truly do. But I don't need you to come and save me. I am doing this and I am getting better and I feel that stuff is moving in the right direction. And the fact that I'm putting it out there for people to listen to, and hopefully someone is, that is good enough. And maybe I need to turn that around and say, to listen to someone else's problem and not try to fix them, that is also good enough for me. I will stay where I am and I will listen, but I will not fix. I will support and I will encourage the positive, but I will not take anyone's problems into my own heart. Because I have enough shit in my heart as it is already. All right, that's our time. I feel like that's what my therapist said today. It's like, you're talking a lot today. We're out of time. I'm sorry to do that to you guys as well, but I feel like we're coming to a nice conclusion anyways. So, glass is half full. And remember, listen to your heart, not your head. And breathe. Again, if you guys are out there listening, thank you so much. If not, that's okay. It will be safe in my pocket. Bye for now.